This article concludes this series covering the four-day Indo-Pak War in May 2025. The war crossed previous thresholds in geographic reach, systems employed and produced unprecedented levels of misinformation, that to this day cloud a clearer understanding, especially from the Indian side. It ended after significant diplomatic engagement, primarily by the U.S. The war saw many military firsts, like India using cruise missiles, BrahMos, Scalp EG, Pakistan employing conventionally armed short-range ballistic missiles, FATA series, armed drone warfare between any nuclear-armed neighbors, and the conflict being the largest aerial, EU, AI, Psi warfare duel. Whereas India delivered precise standoff attacks across Pakistan, RAD interfered and intercepted some attempted strikes. Yet, Pakistan needs more robust AD, asset hardening and intelligence. No fighter jets reportedly crossed over into the other side's airspace, signifying the seriousness of AD threat. This implies Pakistan to continue to augment the BVR, beyond visual range, capability of PF. IF loss of up to 6 planes remains the largest military cost for India's arrogant belligerence. Indian propaganda claims of intercepting Pakistani drones and missiles need further investigation. Although attention was riveted primarily to the air and drone campaigns, the ground fighting along the Lock in Kashmir was deadly, causing most of the casualties. This crisis involved innovative use of several weapon systems neither side used during their last crisis in 2019. It would necessitate relevant defense acquisitions and doctrinal innovations by Pakistan, especially in drone and anti-drone technology, missile regime and precision, and asset hardening. Next crisis, under the prevalent Indian military thinking, might see greater and escalatory usage of cruise and ballistic missiles, armed drones, air force, long-range fires, and sabotage, imposing preparedness and readiness on Pakistan. Operationally, Pakistan fused air, missile, cyber, space and EU effects under a unified command. Next-generation Chinese sensors, data links, and electronic attack pods equipped F-pilots, already more proficient in night and terrain masking profiles, with the network advantage to undermine Rafales. Integrated EU suites blinded Indian command circuits, long enough for standoff munitions to hit with impunity. Because of inadequate pilot training and tactical cohesiveness, the IF could not take advantage of Rafale's active electronically scanned array, AESA, radar and Meteor BVR missiles, hence PFTF controlled the airspace by integrating J-10CS with Link 17 for real-time coordinated dogfighting tactics. The qualitative pilot and platform edge, augmented by sophistication of PFS information grid, remained decisive and needs to be maintained and honed.